up until this night. Jesus didn't find it necessary or helpful to explain to the disciples about his departure or their need of relying upon the Holy Spirit or of abiding in him because, well, Jesus was present with them. They simply had to rely upon him being there physically. He would handle the talking, the miracles, the teaching. But now, with this conversation taking place, he has disclosed to them that he will be leaving them. The time has come for them to understand their role as his disciples when he is no longer present with them. But the thought of him departing has thrown these disciples into a tailspin, so much so that they have failed to understand Jesus' greater mission. Their sole concern at this point is for their own well-being after Jesus leaves. So notice what Jesus says in John 16, verse 5. "Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." Well, earlier in chapter 13, Peter does ask Jesus where he's going. So what does Jesus mean when he says, "None of you ask me, 'Where are you going?'" Well, what Jesus is saying is that during this whole conversation that he's having with the disciples, their concern and interest and their thoughts have been upon themselves. And they have neglected to be concerned or interested in Jesus and the greater things that he would be accomplishing with his departure. And so Jesus is shifting their focus from centering on themselves to centering upon him. Jesus has seen the panic in their eyes. He's heard their questions. He has witnessed their self-centered mumblings. And not once has any of the disciples said, "Tell us about where you're going and why you must go," out of an interest in what Jesus is actually doing. Well, here's how this is helpful for us. Is the focus and majority of your prayer life about you and what you're doing and about what you're concerned with, or is it focused on what Jesus has accomplished and what Jesus is doing in the world and what he's concerned with? When you pray about that today, also remember Rana Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Makua Life Word broadcast that's heard in Mozambique.